Good morning, everybody. Jerry Autry here, the old Myers-Briggs type indicator guru. Just kidding. I am a self-appointed guru because I'm big into the Myers-Briggs. It's been a lot to me over the years. I constantly deal with it in terms of the personality factor from a personal standpoint and realize how it's enhanced my own life. So, and this is a very unprofessional talk in terms of what to say, what to do, because a lot of things get on our minds and we have to, or we do begin to think about them. And so what we're looking for is what we always say, the spectacular five, meaning 5 minutes. Even us ADD types can make it for 5 minutes and give our attention to something for 5 minutes. And the Myers-Briggs type indicator and how to use it and where to use it and what it can mean to you and et cetera, et cetera. Plus, there are a lot of things this morning that we have to deal with, that we have to talk about. And one of the ways Myers-Briggs helps us is to kind of settle down. You know, if you begin, you can only think of one thing at a time. And as you begin to think of being more objective, dealing with your profile, whatever it might be, ISTJ, ISFJ, whatever it might be, then it can be good for us. I mean, at least it takes that energy away from maybe what we're worrying about and places it in some objective fashion of something that literally we can do. So we have that. And of course, I'm thinking this morning, like most Americans or many Americans, that what in the heck has happened to us? I mean, all of a sudden we were ready for somebody to stand up, give a good salute and say, the pandemic is over with. Let's get back to doing business like we used to, et cetera, et cetera. Only to discover that's not true, that it isn't over with. And with the new Delta variant running rampant, we're back to masks, we're back to 6 feet, we're back to all those sort of stuff that we did before. And so maybe not quite at the level, but in some ways it appears that we're moving in that level. And here's real difficult. This is where you use the Myers-Briggs type indicator application. Variant seems to be, the Delta variant seems to really be the most contagious, are in those states that have the lowest vaccination rates. I mean, here's a non-scientist, just a guy shooting the breeze, BSing, and yet knows it himself. I mean, we recognize that here in those states that have a low of vaccination rate, it's going up. And so what it means is they refuse to be inoculated for several reasons or whatever it might be. And so consequently, they're getting sick, they're getting others sick, and we're kind of moving back to where we were with hospitalizations, that sort of stuff. So what does that mean to us? It means that as a Myers-Briggs type, you realize that, hey, what's going on here? How can I confront this? How do I deal with it? Or whatever, since I'm vaccinated and since I thought I was out of danger and I've done the good, responsible, ethical thing as an American in making sure that I'm not a carrier or anything else. Yet here we are back. How can we face that? What is our personality factor? No use sitting around wringing our hands, and our profile should tell us that. And if it is a profile like maybe a ESFJ, which would have a tendency to be more worried, that maybe here's what we need to do is we need to really insert that and say, okay, what does my personality tell me? What does it say about what I'm doing? And how can I be more objective about it and deal with what is? And what is put on your mask, go back to your mask, and go to exercise, and 6 feet distance, whatever it is, and see what happens. We move forward, and those are the things that we do. And so what I'm just automatically going to do, I'm going to go back to wearing my mask just about everywhere. So there you have it. and let's see, from my perspective, the spectacular five minutes that we've dealt with and looked at the Myers-Briggs and who we are. God bless you. God bless America out here.